We are continuing our Shu'urim on Otzot Chaim. We are on Shah Yaakov Aleah, Perik Aleph. On the old edition is Daf Mem Hey Amud Beis. And in Matuk Midvash is page Shin Yud Tes. Now let me give you a little bit of Hakdama of what we're going to speak about. We spoke about a long time ago, if you remember, taking you back to the Shan Nekudim, where we spoke about Nepeg Zayin Ches Tet Yud. We spoke about the Shvira of the Zayin Malachim, and we spoke about the Shvira but we spoke about the Nefila of Abba Ve'Ima and Kesa. But we're going to leave Kesa out of this right now. So Abba Ve'Ima had a chisorim that their achrayim fell down to the lower parts of Atzilus. And when it came to the Zayin Malachim, the Achrayim and Panim fell down, and not only they fall down to the lower parts of the city, they also fall down. They fell down into the next world called Bria. That's why they're called Misa by them, and by the other Abba Ve'Ima, which is Chochma Bina. When they had the Shvira, they only had a Nefila down to the lower worlds. Okay, that's one Agdama. The other Agdama, I want to tell you that we're going to have to keep a little bit of a track here. He's going to speak before the Shvira and then Bezman Tikkun. So we're going to before the Shvira and after the Shvira. So we just have to keep track of exactly where he's speaking about. Okay, so we spoke about new Patsufim being built Al Yedei the Nefila of Abba Ve'Ima. And that was Yaakov Aleihem. That's what this Perek's about. Next Perek, the next five Perekim, if I'm mistaken, all about just Yaakov Aleihem. Well, I guess it's going to be a lot of different inyanim, but this is basically it. So let's start. V'nevaye inin Yaakov Aleihem niska le'el der klolus hine le'el bi'anu she'elu hem b'chines achorayim de Abba Ve'Ima she'nofru be'es misa sebalochen. Now, how did Yaakov Aleihem come about? They came about by the fact that there was a nefila of the achorayim. Abba's Nefila Zachorayim created Yaakov, and Ima's Nefila Zachorayim created Leah. Velo yoldu be'olam ha'briya, as opposed to the Zayin Malachim, rak nishor ba'atzilus b'mokom rachel she'nukva deza. So again, we're talking before the Shvira of the Zayin Malachim. Abba ve'Ima just had the Shvira, so Abba's Zachorayim fall down creating Yaakov, and Ima's Zachorayim fall down creating Leah. L'chein ein b'chinas misa v'niskeles b'hem, rak nefilo or bitul be'alma, since they don't fall into the next world, so therefore we don't give them the title of misa. V'kivan shekein, l'chein be'ez atikon dezun shehem Yisrael v'rachel. Again, now he's jumping over to the period of tikon now. Now that means Abba Ve'Ima broke and all the Zayin Malachim broke. Now we're doing the Tikkun here, and then we have Yisrael that came out and Rachel came out. Achesh shitukenu hem yutikenu gam ken elu achurayim aniskorim ve'elam yecholis litaken klal ad shiyutukenu zun. That means like this. There's a cache over here, meaning that we're going to find out that he's going to tell us in a minute that Zun needed a tikkun before Abba Ve'Ima. Now, the whole that's hefer chaseichel, because since Abba Ve'Ima are higher and they broke first, if anything, you think their tikkun precedes the tikkun of Zun. No. Nevertheless, he says that the Zun's tikkun is intrinsic and is needed in order to misaken the Abba Ve'Ima. It says Afa Pi Shachurayim. The Abba Ve'Ima Shem Yoyse Gvoim Zun. Even though that they are higher than Zun, and you expect that Abba Ve'Ima Zachurayim should be fixed first. Vayeruhi Shitukun Tchila Im Kol Ze Kivan Shem Achurayim Gmurim Machitzonim the Abba Ve'Ima Shem Dinim Machitzo Shitukenu Tchila Zun B'Tchila Bebechinas Agadlus ki yesh bahem b'chinas panim gamkem. V'achikar yitukenu achurayim de Abba Ve'Ima ki kevan sheyoldu b'mokom nukva im kein tukenum yitukenu gamkein hem. So the pshat is over here is that why is Zun getting a tikkun before Abba Ve'Ima? Because Zun has an element of panim. The achurayim and panim fell. And therefore, since we have to fix the Achorayim and Panim, and Panim has a Milu of Achorayim, so again, the Abba Ve'Ima, higher part Suvam, but since Abba Ve'Ima, we're only fixing the Achorayim Abba Ve'Ima, therefore, Zun's Panim is before the part of Zun is before the Tikkun of the part of Abba Ve'Ima. Weiter. Wir kamen jetzt bei. There was a shvira. No, we're not talking about Yaakov Leo. We're talking about the zoon being fixed before Abba Ve'ima. He's asking why.
Yaakov is the achraim of Abba Ve'ima.
Right.
So when we will be metaken them, so won't be anymore Yaakov Leo.
They don't need tikkun. They don't need a tikkun. They're built. They're pasufim which are built.
No, but that's
we have to return the achuraim back to Abba Be'ima in order to fix Abba Be'ima.
Yeah.
But Yaakov and Leah stay where they are. The kavanis by be'elu achuraim lo nisker behem misa mamish, right? Because they didn't fall into the world of Bria. Can you show be'atzilus mashen kem bezum? They saw mashu omu chazal shlosha novlos him. There are three types of fallings. Novlos chokma shel maila. Novlos chokma shel mala is Torah. Is Torah. Let me just read you out a Medrash Rabbah, you know, just to understand this a bit better. He says over here, Rabbi Chanina ben Yitzchak Omer. I read you a Medrash Rabbah in Bereishis Rabbah Yudzayin Hei. Shlosha novlos hem. There are three different types of falling. Novlos misa is shena. Novlos nuvua is chalom. Novlos olam haba is shabbos. Rebbe Avin mosif od trin. Novlos or shelmala galgel chama. This great light is a dinyan to what we see. Galgel chama. Novlos chokma shelmala is toira. שברושה שהתורה היא חלק קוטן שיורד ונופלו מן החוכמה שלמעלה. So what is this great חוכמה מלמעלה? How can we have a כאין? כאין החוכמה? So we say that's תורה. מדרש רבי, it is in בראשית רבי יוד זין ה. ובמסכת דמאי אומרו נובלוס התמורה. There it is, נובלוס תמורה. זה מן מוסר, פירוש. Pirush inin, ki hine Abba hu hanisra stam chokma datzilus, right? Because we know his chokma Abba's keneged chokma, so and Abba's keneged the parts of chokma of datzilus. Ome Abba noflu ve novlos achuraim shelo. We know that achuraim Abba fell. Lemad mokom anukva datzilus keniska. Vehine Yaakov hu Torah shvichtav. We know that the Achraim fell down, and they created Yaakov. So the fallings of Abba created Yaakov, and Yaakov's going to get Torah. Remember, Abba's going to get Chochma, and he created Torah. And now the Achraim novlot me Chochma shlemala elyon shu Abba kemosh niska kemosh shizvav v'zot Hashem. You understand? Through the following of Chochma created Torah. Now, what does that have to do with the Maseches Demai that said novlos hatemora? Says liyoisa b'chinas avraim shehem dinim kashin. Now the fact that they fell down is an aspect of dinim. They fell down because they had too much din in them. Shema achoraim achaim is always a depiction of dinim. Achitzoni shebekulam de abba v'iva. Lechein nikroim novelis tamora losha mirirus v'dinim kashin. So that's Rem is Maseches Demai telling you how tamora was the inin of this nefilas avraim. Oh. Yira Pirush Acher v'yuvan apostol v'torah tzivu lanu Moshe. We're going to explain a different pshat over here. By the way, the Mefarshim explained that two different pshatim are tolo in two different perspectives. Either we're talking the kelim of Abba Ve'ima, and this is going to be tolo on the oilers of Abba Ve'ima. So this is going to be a different door. So state in the apostol devorah lamed gimel dalid torah tzivu lanu Moshe Pirush. Ki achochma hazois he b'chines keli hayesod de Abba. Chochma is connected to yesod de Abba. Hamelubish toch tifels de za. We know that the yesod de Abba, which is the middle cab, goes inside the das de za, and it goes inside the tifels de za. Kniz galer. Or bekor ha'ara yotze ha'yotze, when the ha'ara that comes out from the yesod de Abba, novelos mimim, they're considered to be fallings, they fall, they come out. They come out from Zah, they break through Zah. V'sham nasi b'chinas Yaakov v'nikra Torah. So the breakthrough, this veil of Zah, and that Yisod, the Ha'ola that comes to Yisod, the Abba, is going to create what's called Yaakov, which is Keneged Torah. That's the different Pshah. V'zeh she'kos of Torah tziva lanu Moshe. Ki Moshe hu b'chinas Yisod Abba. We know that Moshe is Keneged Yisod Abba. המספשת בתור זע כמו שנזבר והוא אשר הוציא לחוץ את התורה משה brought down the Torah and it was מספשת the Torah והיא בחינס קהילס יעקב קהילס יעקב he spread it to all קהילס יעקב שבו מתקבסים ונקהלים האורץ היוצא מן היסוד האבא הנזכר לחוץ ונעשה בחינס יעקב parts of יעקב fine let's continue פרק בית Now, that was all b'torah sagdoma. V'nivar ato ofen yiridosam ad'achorayim de'ilu lemata b'mokam anuk v'adazam. We're going to follow that. We're going to see that they fell down again before the tikkun, before the shvil d'zah. So the achorayim, I mean the abba v'imo will break first. They're going to fall down where the mokam of nukva desires, which is ocha. Kine Yaakov hu achorayim de'abba. Nofel imat v'omad b'tnei nukva d'zah. So Abba's Achraim fell first, and they're going to be in front of nukva, lifnei shvila. V'yoyz omad v'shom adayim lo yodahim. She hasn't fallen because she hasn't broken yet. V'ayu achore Yaakov keneged p'nei Rachel. Rachel was there because she hasn't broken yet. So her face. So let's pretend this is a face. I use this dugma a lot. So this is the face. My palm is the face, and this is the back. So this is Rachel. She's facing this way, and Yaakov is like this. His back is facing that way, and his face is facing this way, right? So her face is facing his back. That's the way. Remember this. We're going to go over this many times. Rachel is ponim keneged the achuraim of Yaakov. Now. V'hayu achore Yaakov keneged pnei Rachel kemo shenizbar bezat Hashem v'achorayim de'ima. Now that was all Abba. Now achorayim de'ima shehi Leah. That means achorayim create Leah as they fall down. Gam hem yodu limata v'atzilus v'hem ondu v'achoray de'rachel. They stood behind Leah, is standing behind Rachel. Nukva d'zah. V'ayu, now how do they look now? Ayu penei Leah kenega achorayim de Rachel. V'penei Rachel kenega achorayim de Yaakov. V'nimtze Rachel emtsom shadayim lo higdil za kedei shispashtu raglav limata v'sod yeshurim keniska. Okay, what does that mean? That means like this. Za is still very small. Za is a zvak. Okay, so let's imagine he's over here in this position. So underneath here is a gap. There's nothing here. And let's say this is the world of Bria. Bria is going to start here. So there's a gap. There's Bria here, a gap, and then there's Zah over here. He's a vac. Nukva is below Zah. Nukva is the Malchus of Zah. So she's going to be below. So Leah is going to fall now from the Achraim, and she's going to be facing like this. This is her face. This is Rachel, and this is Yaakov. So it could be three, all facing the exact same direction. Leah is facing the Achoraim of Rachel, and Rachel is facing the Achoraim of Yaakov. That's before the spashus of the Naiv the of Zah. Because Zah, which is over here, when he's mispashus, then he's going to be mafsik between Rachel and Yaakov. Right? But he hasn't, that's before the Shvira, so. And for the tikkun, so there's no ispashtus in the na yet. V'kasher yotze malachim v'zun v'nofel. Now he's talking about the shas shvira. Noflu gam hem v'meisu mamish v'yodu le'olam abriya v'yodu nukva lematu b'briya. So everything broke and everything went down. Nisham mokom rik uponoi be'emza leya v'racha. So Rachel fell, Zah fell. There's nothing there. All there is now is all we have is Leah and Yaakov. That's all we have.
And
look, the Zah. Everything fell to Bria. As kol yumei heyos zun bilti tukun imati bebriya. Hayu sham Levi Yaakov. B'chinas ponim ve'ach. Ponim ve'ach. That means the ponim of Leah is facing the ach of Yaakov. V'tzuloma penei Leah mabitim ba'achoraim Yaakov. She hamadrega shnia. Aniskel Leah. Remember this four madregas. Let's just go through them quickly. Madrega number one, ach ba'ach. Madrega number two is ach bepani. Madrega number three is pani ba'ach. Madrega number four is ach pani bepani. Okay, so this is madrega number two, where she is facing him. This is madrega number
two and three. As long as you don't say who, it's the same madrega.
That's right. Madrega shnia.
No.
Even though we spoke about this by Abba Ima, but it's the same thing by.
Yeah, sure, but when I said two and three, you said twice the same thing.
No, they're different.
Is it like this or like this? But who is this? As long as you don't say who is.
No. We always start with the male, and then we go by the nukva. That's how we're going to do it. So every time we ach beponim, so we know we're talking about he's ach, and ponim, that's number two.
Okay.
And then pony ba'ach.
Okay, start with the middle, right?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah? And the big nafkamina, huge nafkamina. We can't say there's no nafkamina between this and that. There is
no,
big
sure. When you say it, if you don't say
Yeah. Now, that's madrega shnia. Ah, shenitkenu zu. Aval abba ve'ima, shem lemal kevan izbay le'el, ki heyois haisa ba'em, b'chines pony ba'ach. Right, we start with the male, pony ba'ach. So lama panim de abba. So we start with the male first. Panim de abba ba'achre ima hefech Yaakov aleya. Right, because we just said the ach b'panim. This is where, right? Yaakov is here, and this is Leah over here. This is abba ima. Madrega number two doesn't exist by abba ima, if you remember.
Yeah.
So there's only one, three, and four. So this is one, and then three.
And funny because they managed four. To create madrega two in Ekovelo.
Well, they didn't do it. I don't know if they did it because one, but it just happened to be. Yeah. Tam shinoi hazeh, because abba ima and achmod mamish standing the opposite direction of their totzal. Like you said, they were mamish achmod and they're standing. But what's pshat? So what I'm saying is going to give two reasons or one. Okay. Tam shinu hazeh hu lefi shehinei noda shepenei abba ve'ima upenei za biyotem malbishem ed arer kenoda hem kulam peneihem omdim kesede amidat penei arer mamish kidei lekabel aras penei arer akofef komoto. Okay, we know that Abba V'ima, let's make a quick chazar. Abba V'ima is Migoran al Chazar, and Chazar al Tibur is Yasut, and then we have Za and Nukva, Mina Tibur de Ar Champin Ad Reglaim. How they're facing? Abba V'ima are facing each other. Zun and Yisrael the same thing. And then Zun is facing, let's say, the front, the same direction as Arich. And therefore, what is the purpose of that? The purpose of that is that when Arich wants to be Meir, give Shefa over to the lower Patsufim, remember all these Patsufim grafted onto Arich, on Arich. Arir bends over his face and looks downwards and may on the ponim of all the paltsuvim. That's a huge tikkun. That's mamtik all the chitzonim and all the dinim which are there. All right, the Rishash has a cash over here. It seems to be that Abba V'im are facing face to face and Arir is facing this way.
Yeah.
So not really facing all the same direction. So I thought the pshat is that they're facing each other. But doesn't mean that heads are not facing the same direction. You could be standing like this and looking this way. Understand? So the bodies are facing each other, but the heads could be, you know, when it's time to get the ha'ara from Ariel, they can just twist their heads. Not as opposed to being back to back and they're facing completely different directions. That would be a bit more difficult. All right. So I don't think it's so sure. Let's go back. The alder zitzol.
You mentioned just the time shinu yazeu lefishi ina nuda nuda shepne abba ve'imo upne za Zayis malbishua, zayis malbish, natibur lmato.
Yeah.
Arich. Biyotam emishimes arich, kanoida, in kulam pne amabdim kisadar amidas pne arich. Facing like arich, yeah? So zayis keilu, keilu is achor. Is panim be achor klape arich kilu. You got arich going this way and zayis in front.
Yeah.
Okay. This Siddur Amnet Nearich, Mamash Kdele Kabel Earat Nearich, that Arich is in them as well. A Koif Komosu Yume Bifneem, Misaga Bifneem, but there is a Sagam Ken Za, Kdele Shisaka Ve Bifne Ya.
But there is a Tzor Gamken Za Kdele. She's stuck in Yahweh Bipnei Yaakov. So, same situation with Zah and Yaakov. Mm. Here's Zah, and here's Yaakov.
Must be clear.
Okay, one second. And there's this, so therefore, what's going to happen is Zah is going to be Kofir. Mm. And look back on the face of Yaakov in order to. That's why the facing like this. Bipnei Yaakov, and no more Kitsar Mimenu. The cost of Mimenu. This is the way hay looks like it's over the top of the leg. Now, right, Avarim, are you ponim? But why isn't this a better position? Mm-hmm. Right, the mamish, you know.
Because then.
This is even better, no? Tell it, the hog will just go over his head. Yeah. And therefore, he would have to go like this and be the other kind. That's what he's going to say. Avarim, are you ponim? But ponim, Zah, be Yaakov, are you Yaakov, omed nomuk, the shuffle, limat, mo'od. והוא כאשר יקבוף זה כמו סברו של למטה מסתכל בו לא יסתכל רק באח רב יעקב ולכן הוא חייב שיהיו אח רב נגד פני זה כדי לקבל על פני זה הדבר זה אבא הוא שורש יעקב כנזכר לאל שגם הוא מקבל הרב פני ארח. So the same thing, אבא, like we said beforehand, is going to be here's אבא and you have kafifa of ארח on top of it. Now, here, Kivan Shai Much Yaakov Lamot Kach. In order to get this over, Chazra Leia Lamot Pane Keneged Achore Yaakov. Achore Yaakov. Now, Farshim says, doesn't mean she turned because she was always that way. That means she kept on standing that way. She didn't change it in any way. Right? Leia Omot, she stood still Panea Keneged Achore Yaakov. So this is Leia again, and this is Yaakov over here. Why? Because Yaakov had to be that way. And therefore, she can be stuck, and she can be kabel from at least achorayim.
Yeah.
And she prefers. That's a better situation than ach ba'ach, right?
Yeah.
And this is some agav, aval imala ve'ima ilo ve'aba. Hefech ponov elea acher shenitkan reisha da'atik, because once the reisha da'atik was nitkan, she could not take the oil of arich. As huchach ima nisha bebechinas ach she'ein ba yichol lehafoch paneya keneged pnei abba, she couldn't look into abba's face and receive the oil of arich. שהפך פונב כנגד צד נטייס פני עתיק ועריך כנזכה לאל. But rather, she was in a position where her achorayin would be receiving from the high bechinas, and that's why it's a position when we speak of Abba v'Ima, it's a position of ponim be'ach. He, Abba, is facing the ponim, the achorayim of Ima. V'lachein, now let's jump back into Leah Barachim. V'lachein nish'oro Leah. So there was a pause. That's going back on the previous time that Yaakov was achorayim to his achorayim were facing the ponim of Leah because he had to be that way in order to get the shefa from Adir, from Zah. Ponim shelo ach. So therefore we have two different reasons. One is because of Abba Ve'ima had a cheshbon was is because there was she could not receive any oil from the high bechinas, and therefore she had to keep her back towards them. Ma she'enke, the cheshbon by Leah Ve'och was Yaakov had to be the other way of Zah in order to receive the sheva. That's why it comes out.
And you want it. That's the reason.
No, it's two different reasons. One reason for Abba Ve'ima,
ah,
and a different reason for Leah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So let's continue. Vine kasha zun nitkinu ve'olu lemala bimkomam shebatzilus. When zun finally went up lemala bimkomam batzilus, right? We're talking about now b'shas tikkun. It's going back to the tikkun. Hine zah shu Yisrael nigdal b'zman ibo hasheni. He grew complaint. Now we'll go not only to Tikkun, we're talking about Ibul Sheni, now we're talking about the Sefes Mochim and Mochim the Gatlas. Az mit arechim raglav in spashim v'matim v'chinas yishurun kin yisgalayim. Remember, there's two parts to Zah, me kakafta until his Tibo, that's what we call Yisrael. And me v'tibo ulemata, we call Zah, we call him Yishurun. So before Tikkun, Yishurun didn't come about, right? There was only a vat. But now that he's 10 spheres, he's going to have Yisrael ve-Yishurun. Manafkamin. Nafkamin, there was going to be a hefsik now between Rachel lay on one side, not of Zah, and on the other side, there's going to be Yaakov, there's going to be a hefsik now. So let's see it again. V'hine kashezu nitkenu volu lemalu mikomem matzidus v'hine Zah, shu Yisrael nigdal bizman shi'ibur ha'sheni v'az nit'are raglam mizpashtitin lemad b'chinat Yishurun k'nis galayel v'az gam nugve Rachel omedes imo ach be'ach me'achaze lemata. So Rachel now is going to be ach be'ach with Zah. V'hine Zah zun mafsikin ben Leah v'Yaakov. Zun, that means Yisrael and Rachel, or Yishurun and Rachel, are going to be mafsik between Leah and Yaakov. Abatchila shehaya zak koten, back to the shvira before the shvira. Abatchila shehaya zak koten kodem atikun. Loya mafshitin raglav ad lemada. Haya sham mokom lisbol shlosha parzufim. Shem Leah, Yaakov, Rachel, they're all below that area, and all of them were facing their backs. Zebitzad ze kniz kalael ve'ata nispashtu ragle za ze ampin lemata ein mokom lisbol abba patzufin yachad, four patzufin can't be there, that'll be too much because that is not included in the cheshbon now, it's too much and there's a hefsek. As alta lea lemala, lea now go gravitates above Rachel ve'om do achore za panim be'ach ad chaze shelo. So now she's going to be now, this is Zah, right? This is Zah. His back here and his front here. Leah is going to gravitate from here all the way up here. So, but the dust is Zah until the Chazit. Yeah,
standing there.
Her face is going to be facing his back.
Ah, that's
from the Chazit, from the dust to the Chazit.
So he didn't start his name now.
Huh?
He said Panim Be'ach, but not Panim of the male.
That's why I spoke, right? So it's Ach Be'Panim, right? But
no, so
it's Ach Be'Panim.
No, but he says standing there.
Yeah, okay. All right.
What do you mean?
So she's facing, her panim is he's facing,
male.
What?
He's not male anymore. You see, we start with male.
Yeah, I know. He's going to correct himself in a minute. Okay? But just take it slow.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the pshat. So she, her face is going to be facing the back of her, back of Zah.
Mm-hmm.
And Rachel is going to continue from Mechaze Ad Raglayim. So one's going to be on top. Why? Because there wasn't enough space now.
Down.
They got crowded because Zah stretched his legs now. Yishurun came about, and therefore, that's it. Okay, V'az nukve Rachel omed imo ach ba'ach. So Rachel and Zah ach ba'ach. Intazum afsigim ayam. Now, betchila shehaya zah koten. I'm going to read that paragraph again. Betchila shehaya zah koten kodem tikun v'lo ayim mispar shetim raglav ad lematam. Haya shem mokam yizbol shlosh pasufim shem alelev Yaakov Rachel. Zeh mitzad zeh mekin yizkaleel. V'at nizbar shel ragle zeh lemata. Ein mokam yizbol abu patsuf v'yachad. Az al da leh lemala v'amda achorei zah ponim v'ach ad achaze v'rachel. ורחל לבד נשאר לאחור למטה עם הזהב. היה יעקב מחזיר אחוריו נגד פני זהב. He wasn't actually מחזיר anything. Again, that's a love. דווקא מחזיר, he was always, his back was always כנגד the front of זהב. ונמצא שלושה בחינס בלבד עומדו שם. ואז, means in the lower part where the Yeshurim is. והזה נקרא Yeshurim. בסוד שורי השלוש בני אדם. So you have three levels, three stages. You have Rachel, Yeshurun, and Yaakov. Those are the three.
He's not shorei al.
Yeah, his parts. Not sure al besides him. Shura. That there are three now people. That's all correct, huh? There are three people standing in line now, one next to the other. Mipnei chisoron amokum alta le'alemala nishar Rachel bimkom ha'miti shehu keneged chazed zeh v'gam mipnei shehi nukva v'gam she'adayim ein ba koach lamod im zeh panim v'panim ad achen nitzirchin nodah. So Rachel is going to be back to back with zeh the whole entire time. Why did Leah go up below Yaakov? Well, it seemed to be, the wife went up and Yaakov stays down. What's pshat over here? Avala ininu mipne kamap tamim kemoshin nizbayim. Ve'ininu. Kine nizbayim le'el kishtei b'chinas hem asher b'chinas achas shahaya yitoren le'aba ale'ima b'yosef kodem atikun. Or b'chinas achas aya yitoron le'ima al abba ve'eluen. So we're going to find two different cases. One is going to be a mila of abba over ima, and the other case is going to be a mila of ima over abba. What are those cases? So it says ve'eluhem. Hine kasher nitkan reisha de atik. Remember, abba ve'ima are toloy on the parts of shme'elo, which is atik. So atik has to misaken his reisha, and when that's done, that's going to be making enough gemina in abba ve'ima. So again, hine kasher nitkan reisha de atik. Chozu abba ve'ima b'madrega shlishit. Remember, that's panim de'ach. Shehu panim de'ach. Abba's panim is facing the ach of ima. Panim de'abba abba neged achore ima. Nimsa, ki b'chinas achas yesh yitron le'abba. So when we look at that situation, we see that Abba has a mila over ima. Sheyesh lo koach lekabel o pnei elyon b'ponim shelo mamish. Right? His ponim can mekabel from the or from arich and atik. Aval ima lo haya bo koach lekabel o shelo derech achor. That she can take. That's what if you look at it that way. O b'chinas ares yesh yitron le'ima. There's a mile of ima over Abba. What is that? Ki acharav, achorea, kiblu harag dola, v'nimtiku yotim achorem de Abba, shelo kiblu haram eliona. And we find that the achoraim of ima, which has all the dinim, had tremendous tikkun, as opposed to achorem de Abba, didn't get anything. Lachain, therefore there's a mile of ima, in that perspective, over Abba. Lachem, haya kan be Yaakov aleya shnei shnuim b'neiam. They had these two perspectives. Ve'eluim, kine liyos sheyesh yitron le'aba aleima kiniska. Remember, because he can mekabel from his panim. Shehayo b'kol likabel panim derech panim mamish ha'ara derech panim mamish. V'no da'hu ki gam Yaakov mekabel ara me'aba shu shosho. Yaakov, which is the shorish of the Achayim, the Abba, can also become mekabel from a greater source. V'chein hayakoach ba'achorayim the Abba shem klolim me'eses sfiros niska le'el v'taken kulam be'es atikon v'nasa mehem parts of Yaakov sholem mekol ha'eses sfiros ha'achorayim the Abba v'gam liyoz b'lchin ha'ducha shem yosem muvchorim mu'ulim mishel nukva. So because of that, because of the fact that the Abba had this mila of mekabel, the great oilers of Atik and Arich, miponim, he became sholem be'eses sfiros, and also transmitted this to the parts of which is below him, to the parts of Yaakov, that he was also sholem be'eses sfiros. אבל לאה נאסיס מאחוריים דאימא שלא היה בה אז בכוח לקבל אהבה דרך פנים שלה, לכן גם עתה לא היה כוח רם דאימא להתקן כל עצר ספירות שבה, רק המלכוס שבהם היה בלבד, וממנה לבד הנאסיס פרצוף לאה כמו שנזבאיה. So therefore, since it was a chisorin, כביוכל, in Ima, that she was not able to mekabel the oros from upon him, only the achoraim, that transfer, that sort of, that DNA was transferred into Leah, and also she would not get her tikkun, but rather only in her malchus of this Leah, was able to mesaken, but nothing more than that. So let's read again, אבל Leah nasis מאחוריים de Ima, שלא היה אז בא כוח לקבל הרו דר פנים שלה, right? The אמא wasn't able to recover the פנים. לכן גם עתה לא היה כוח באחוריים דה אמא, that the חיסורן transmuted itself in the אחוריים דה אמא לתקן כל עשר ספירות שבה. She couldn't mistaken all עשר ספירות. רק המלכוס בהם שבה, only the מלכוס of that בחינם. וממנה לבד הנאסיס פרצוף לאה, and only from that מלכוס of אמא, which had a תיקון, was able to create this פרצוף of לאה. So Leah be'etzim comes only from the malchus of Ima, as opposed to Yaakov, which comes from the esesfiros of Abba. Leah's bechinas acheres, on the other flip side, what's the mile of Ima is shebay yis yitron leima al Abba. Her back of Ima receives a tremendous amount of light from Tikkun from Arya. Since again the greater tikkunim on the achraim happened to Ima, therefore again that it was transmuted down to Leah, and then Leah had this milo over Yaakov. Yaakov didn't inherit any great tikkunim on his achraim. Now let's see what Zoyz Yesh Yitron Leah Bechines Achaz Yoisem Yaakov Vuhu Shehaya Koach Ba Lalos Lemal Mezad Yad Mechazet Zaha Yaakov Akshay Nishma Lemat Mechazah Ela Shil Yot Zaha Omed Bifnei Azah Veleah Shal Nukva Omed Beachor. So the Milo of Yaakov was able to go in the front of Zah, and the Milo of Leah, that she was able to go up למעלה מן החזה, as opposed to Yaakov was saying למטה מן החזה. So you have the picture? Right? ועוד יש דם אחר, למה לאה עלתה למעלה מן ולא כן יעקב? Why did, another reason why Yaakov, Leah was able to go up higher, and Yaakov stayed lower down, even though the שובד בשובד, both from the אחוריים of אבא ואמא. והנה, מפני, שאיקה קומוסו,
נקרינו,
Mekoma v'nikosa hu mimbalchu de tfuna. Right before he said from Ima, but we're actually talking about tfuna. So remember the Leah is being formed from the malchut of tfuna. Amit labeshet gam hi betoch za kemo shizbayim. We know that tfuna is the path which is above za, and that comes into za. V'nei lemal merosh za. לכן צריכה לאה לעלות למעלה לקבל אהבה ממנה. אמנם יעקב כל יניקוסו הוא למטה הוא שהוא יסוד אבא מגלה למטה מחזה דזה כניסקה לאה לכן נא נשאר למטה. So נפקה, this נפקה would be where's the unique of the two parts of him. The unique of לאה comes from the מלכות of תבונה, which comes into the top of זה, and therefore Leah is able to go all the way up there and get the Yenika, because that's her Yerusha, that's where she's yearning from. Yaakov mitzad Yaakov he gets the Yenika from Yisod Abba. Yisod the Abba goes all the way down Zah, therefore there's no reason for him to go up. He doesn't have the shoes to go up.
Yeah, but according to this reason, for Rachel should be Leah should be Lemala from the beginning.
She felt Tuna only comes down later on in the Shas Tikkun. The Shas Shvira, there's no reason why she should go up. The Shas Shvira, she goes all the way down to the bottom of Atzilus. That's the Shvira. Right, so she fell all the way down. And then when the tikkun happens, when all parts of form away, then tvuna goes into za.
The tikkun is za going into ad lemata, but tikkun is on by
tvuna going
into
za.
Sorry?
What's your question?
What is the tikkun?
Tikkun of who?
Of tvuna.
Tikkun of tvuna?
Yeah. It's not tikkun.
Again,
when the Achoraim fell down, it's not tikkun on imot tvuna.
Of course, it's tikkun. Anything that breaks, you have to fix.
Yeah, the Achoraim.
Right.
Now, the Achoraim are Yaakov Elir. Now, za before the tikkun doesn't have tvuna in it.
No.
And the tikkun of za is by having tvuna in it.
Yeah.
So at this stage, when tvuna comes in,
she goes up and she's allowed to go up to be your exact, because that's where unique happens. Mashkem Yaakov doesn't have the right to go up because anyway the Sheva comes down, so he has no reshus to go up.
No, not only no reshus, that is
Mekor
Yinika.
Right, okay. So he has no reason to go up. We don't allow him to go up. כיוון הסבר לאל לטעם הדבר למה יעקב הופך אחוריו נגד פני זה. Well, why is it like that? We already explained, because in order that Zah should be able to crop over Yaakov in order to give him Shefa. Omna, Belea, now we have to find out what is different between Lea and Rachel, בעצם. Rachel is Ach Bach, and Lea is Achuponim. Right, Leia is facing the back of Zah, and Rachel lower down the back to back. What's my high? What's the difference there? Omer, but Leia after she be'anu le'el etamadavam lama kodem atikun de Zah haita ponim be'ach de Yaakov. Now we explain why Yaakov has to be where he is, and therefore Leia obviously has to be facing that. Im kol zetzog le'taret lama. Why did she stay like that? So now that Zah comes down, there's a heftik. So therefore, Leah, who she originally was pointing to Yaakov in order to get the unique of Yaakov, but now there's Zah here. So what's the purpose? Then she should turn back her back, like Rachel is back to back. Leah should go back to back.
What's wrong to be? Well, it's better to be back to back. Is the fourth one is the worst zivuk.
Not the worst zivuk, because we know the chitzonim that are yearning from the ponim.
Ah, so I think
so. It's the mile to be back to back. But Tami, lefish kval in his bayle el shatam, heyoyz rochel ach ba'ach imaza, hu mipnei shehu shehin nukvam. Therefore, that's the reason why the mile to the fourth level. אבל לישו עומדות למעלה באחרי שלושה הראשון זה זה, אין חיצון יצליחו למדח לסבור בא כמו ברחל העומדת במוקם זין תחתון זה זה, she's a bit high, we have less חשש over there. ועוד כי אינו כרחל שהיא נוקבה דזה איקריס, that she is the Iker, and therefore the most chashash is by her. And there's a bit of a different gizah here. Ki Leia eino nechlal ha'eset sfiros ha'koilulus kol oylam atzilus. Omnam hi achoraim shel sfira hashlishis, which is Bina. Remember, Bina is achoraim, come down and makes the parts of Leia. Ve'en kapeda kol kach im ye'achaz ba achitzonim kmo Rachel. Remember, right. She's only made from the Malchus, but only from the Achoraim of Leia of Ima, and that was only the Malchus, really.
Yes.
So if the Yornik, what are they yearning from? Only the Malchus. Masha Enkin, Rachel has the 10 spheres in her. The Yornik, much more of a Yinika by Rachel than they are by Leah. V'od, there's another reason why there's a difference between this, the position of Leah and Rachel. V'od, she achuraim de Ima, she noda, she Ima he.
You don't have this Gisa, you.
Yeah, the Gisa Netchaim. Gisa in. Sorry, it's based on Chmuda. They changed the Gisa because it seems to be there's two different tamim. V'od ki einu ki Rachel nugvada. V'od, it's really all one reason. Not, it's not two different reasons. All one reason. Now this is a new reason. V'od she achuraim de ima, asher noda she ima he adochet the klipas bochim imenu. Everybody, we know that the achuraim, sorry, the chitzon are afraid from ima. And Abba for that case. V'chein ein ba'achiza chitzonis kemo ba'achar. And since that Leah has this bechina of Ima, so they're afraid of her. For all these reasons, therefore, there's no problem for her to have her panim revealed. Her achraim revealed, I should say. V'im toma hare ima lo yoi lo yazik alo yote tov. So like you were saying, so what's the problem? Let her go. No, you're saying forget. He's asking Kasha, let her go back to back. Let's starve the chitzonim. They can be there and they're yearning a little bit, so let's starve them completely. Alo yote tov shehu sheye ach ba'ach atshuva hi. And this is a famous tshuva we find all over the Chaim. The chitzon in the tumah is the tzor kavoah. It's part of the voice of Hashem to give us bechira. In Bereshis Rabba, who tov meod, who malach hamavet. Muchach shegam klipas yikchu chelk hamechias. We have to keep them living. I'm just giving minimal chiyus. That's why her back is revealed, in order to give them the minimal chiyus. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll stop it here.